The strike on Hamas targets in Doha has angered many of Israel's international allies and neighbours. Israel has taken full responsibility for the attack, but Egyptian Foreign Minister Badr Abdelati says it only demonstrates the state of Israel has no will or desire to reach a political solution or a ceasefire. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney has called the attack an intolerable expansion of violence and an affront to Qatar's sovereignty, while Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says it is a clear breach of the principles of the United Nations Charter. Australia's Foreign Minister Penny Wong has told Channel 9 the attack risks an escalation of conflict in the region.
We certainly think this was the wrong thing to do because, as you said, it violates Qatar's sovereignty. And Qatar has also been the country that has been so involved in the negotiations for a ceasefire and the release of hostages, which is what we all want.